You are listening to Real World News.
Attacks against people resisting mining in Guatemala, Friends of the Earth International severe action for the release of political prisoners. People hired by ex-Mingua company in La Puya, the resistance point in San José del Golfo, Guatemala, were responsible for insults, racist expressions, attacks and death threats against the communities who have been blocking the transnational corporation's machinery for over 9 months. The workers of the company, subsidiary of U.S. Canadian Radios Corp., are provoking the community members who are resisting in a peaceful way. They also threaten the communicators who are documenting the event. On November the 22nd, these attacks ended up with several injured men and women, said Yolanda Oquelli, member of the group organizing the resistance and who, before the blockage, was shot by individuals identified with the company. Yolanda's testimony was gathered by members of the Guatemalan Federation of Radio Schools present at the resistance point and whose audio and video equipment with which they were documenting the events were almost stolen. The Guatemalan Human Rights Platform established a zone zero between the resistance point and the place occupied almost daily by the mining company's workers, with a strong police presence which wasn't respected by the miners. The mobilization by the community members of San José del Golfo and San Pedro Ayampuc is by definition peaceful and does not prevent neighbors and passersby from circulating in a free way, but it remains alert to prevent the company's heavy machinery from entering. The mining company is planning open pit exploitation activities which will exhaust all water sources already scarce, which make living and farming in the area possible. With reference to this, Friends of the Earth International is organizing a civil action in solidarity and for the immediate release of the political prisoners of Santa Cruz Barillas, also in Guatemala, who were illegally arrested during a state of emergency declared in May this year by Otto Pérez Molina's administration.
You are listening to Real World News.